This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Noon on hump day. Congratulations. Halfway to the weekend. It's all downhill from here. Thanks for being with
love
us.
Love me some print.
Noon hour straight ahead. Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. NFL No Huddle just a couple of minutes from right now. We'll get to the back page with Bo where he will explain what was going on between the Georgia pitcher, the Georgia Bulldogs pitcher, and the Kennesaw State dugout after their game. And at 12:20, we're going to talk Falcons draft. Maybe. Or maybe we're going to talk about something else. I don't know. We'll see what we do.
Well, I know yesterday it was on a rundown, and because it came out over the weekend about the – you remember the whole Jonathan Martin thing, Richie Incognito bullying thing?
Yes.
Well, it kind of played out like most of us thought it was, you know, and this – I just remember, because like I said, I know Richie. And I know Richie, he's a, you know what? Mm-hmm. He is. And for that dude to and his family to try to put that on him and like try to basically ruin his damn career. Now, he got on with other teams like that over bullying. When I first read that story, and I was like, really?
Yeah.
Like, now, because it always comes back to a thing where, well, after the fact you said this, all these years after it happened.
That's a long time
ago. It's a long time ago.
Like, everyone's out of the league now.
Everybody's not playing. So, what were you waiting on?
Right.
Like, why?
Like, if you didn't actually get bullied.
Then why don't you let it, then you should have said that from the get-go.
Yeah, maybe you should have said that from the beginning and not let this whole smear campaign play out. And yeah, I've read a bit about it. Yeah. Obviously, everybody remembers when it was going on and what was being said. And even back then, I was like, I don't know, man. Like, you're a
grown-ass man.
Grown man slash professional football player. Like, what do you mean bullied? Like, what are you talking about?
I never understood. Again, I know Richie. Richie, like, he would do some wild stuff. He would, especially in St. Louis. I'm like, hold on, y'all know you can say no. You know?
Right.
You know you can't say no. He's not going to beat you up or anything like that. And he wouldn't. I've never seen him grab nobody or anything like that. But, yeah, that whole thing, that just irritated the hell out of me, especially when it initially happened. Like, God. Bullied.
And so now Jonathan Martin is coming back out and saying, quote, never believe for a second that he was bullied.
Then why'd you say you
were? And he regrets participating in the league investigation.
But you did it.
You did it.
You did it. So what are your regrets now? Why didn't you?
I think he regrets now being remembered as the guy who got bullied out of the NFL. Which is pretty, like, I would hate to be remembered as that.
That could be it.
Oh, yeah, remember Jonathan Martin?
Oh, yeah, that's the dude that got bullied.
Oh, soft-ass Jonathan?
Soft-ass Jonathan. That's exactly what you call him. Oh, soft, big softy.
Yeah, man.
No, he played like it too, matter of fact. Whatever. Man.
Right. That's not why he was out of the league. That's what he feels like, maybe, and that's why he's trying to retell the story or something like that. I know it's like you guys are both out of league now.
Done.
And you're not coming back. So this was like 15 years ago.
So why not? Just go ahead when the initial thing came out and you knew the honest truth and people were saying in the locker room like, no, that didn't really happen.
Yeah. Man.
Oh,
you couldn't have
People ran with it because
you wouldn't have needed a microphone for how loud I would have yelled. I wasn't being bullied.
Because nobody wants to be somebody, you know. But that's what I'm saying. Like, but everybody was loving it because you got
people love
the big football player bullying the other big football player. See, it happens all the time.
People
love it. Everybody was like, "Get the hell out of here, man!"
It was one of those stories that it was one of those ones that transcends football.
Yeah.
For bad reasons, because people would love to jump on it, and they were like, "Oh, this is more like a," because it was, you know. This been more of a push to anti-bullying, and all, which I agree with that. Like anti-bullying amongst children and schools and stuff like that is great. But yeah, like that was kind of the start of that, and or at least that was when that was really hot. So yeah, I know people couldn't wait to jump on it and believe it without even looking into it.
Exactly. Oh,
kick him out of the league forever.
Oh, soft ass dude.
you can't rewrite history with me.
Yeah.
So. You said you got bullied, so you did, as far as I'm concerned. Let's get to an NFL No Huddle.
Aww.
NFL No Huddle every single day to kick off the noon hour. Joe Mixon's $25,000 richer, kind of. I mean, at least he gets his money back. Right?
Yeah.
I call that $25,000 richer because he thought he was going to have to. He got fined for saying some stuff about the refs, him and Will Anderson both, after their playoff loss to the Chiefs. Now, Will Anderson did actually say stuff about the refs.
Right.
I think they thought that maybe the penalty was bogus, so they gave him his money back, too. Mixon didn't actually say anything about the refs.
But he,
he just sort of said a vague comment about we knew what it was going to be like today.
The best thing about that is like that 25, that gecko, it's like 25 you didn't have.
Yeah.
Starting the offseason, he's like, oh, there's a $25,000 wire from the per NFL to my account. Appreciate
it. It's almost like a bonus.
Yeah, because you're not getting no checks right now. So they send you an individual check to you, and you go about
your business. Just pops into your direct deposit?
Hell yeah. Let me go and get that 25 back.
What do you? Is it like, all right, we'll just be smart with this, and we'll invest it like we're doing all of our other money?
Might as well.
Or is it, I don't know, this is kind of like found money.
Oh, now.
Let's be wild.
Let's go have some fun with it. Yeah. Why not? Yes, off season, let's go down. Let's go rent a boat or a yacht down in Capri and you know, get some honeys and go have a good time. Drink some wine with the stem and get to it. Why not? Why not?
Seems right.
That's a whole day. Come on. Now because the unfound money, that was the biggest thing amongst us, because you would always get your dues back. Mm-hmm. You know, every year you get your dues about 10 grand. And then you think we told our wives about that? Hell no.
But that was your money, though.
That's my money.
Like, it's money that you paid and then you got it back.
Yeah, but
it's just like when we get our tax returns.
Yeah, you would get two
checks. We get so excited. Yeah, it's like, well, that actually was our money.
Yeah,
like,
but still, you would get two checks. I never forget them, Andy. Everybody knew what you got. You would get the two checks. You would get your dues back, and then you would get another 10. You would basically get 20. And this, they get, yeah, you tell her about that. Just don't go buy nothing with evidence. We're like, how can we spend as much of this without her knowing
right.
in one day?
So that's
without any evidence that we had money.
Right. So obviously that's not for something. Like you're not buying an item.
No. We got to go out here.
For like a service.
Yes. We're gonna take this money.
Or an experience.
And we're going to go spend the whole day. And we're going to see if we can just go through it.
Yeah. See how high you can throw it in the air.
See how high you can throw it in there.
And how slow it comes down.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, there's no proof of that.
What a time to be 26. And then you get to 27, like, you dumbass.
Think of all the money I threw in the air.
You dumbass.
It could be building compound interest.
No. Call Sapphire. Tell her we're going to be there at 2. We're going to be there from 2 to 2. Call her. Rose all of them. Tell them all to get to work now.
Yeah, that's a good way to have no evidence.
Throw
it on the floor and drink it.
Yeah, tell them all to get to work now.
Carolina Panthers re-sign Andy Dalton.
Smart.
2-year deal. Super smart.
Smart.
Like, obviously the situation last year wasn't great, but I think it played out about as good as it could have, right?
Yes.
And I think Andy Dalton and Bryce Young are partially to credit for that, just kind of being the guys that they are.
Yes.
Canales as well. Bring him back. Like, let him be the
–
obviously,
backup.
He played okay when he got in. You don't want him to play anymore because he's the backup. But they seem to have a really good relationship.
I think that's the biggest thing is that they seem like they have a great relationship, and he's a mentor to this young quarterback who's still young.
Sure.
And, you know, he played well after the benching and everything like that. But, yeah, I thought, you know, you get a high-quality backup like Andy Dalton because Andy can do this role for 5-6 more years.
How old do you think Andy Dalton is, just if you had to guess?
He's 35, isn't he?
37.
Okay.
37 years old.
Okay, so. I mean, this will take him to 39. So, yeah, he could do this another 3-4 years.
Kind of three parts of his career.
Yes.
Right? Like the starter in Cincy, where he had a lot of success.
Yeah.
Just not in the playoffs.
He's going to win the playoff game.
And then he had the middle part where he was bouncing around a little bit. And then now, go be a backup.
Yeah.
Go man, be a it's mentor.
Not
a
bad, I mean, it was a second round pick.
It's a great.
It was a second round pick out of TCU, man.
And great career.
And just S shot a really nice career for himself.
Always want a Googled career earnings.
He's a 100 milli guy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's a 100 milli guy.
Closest to the pin, career earnings for Andy Dalton.
110.
I was going to go like 130. Let's see. Career earnings. 110. Damn.
Okay.
On the nose. On the nose, yeah. Not even close to the pin. That's a hole in one.
Yeah.
Although, when it's all said and done, it's going to be even higher than that.
Yeah. So, but yeah, I think that's
good for him.
A nice signing for them. If you can find a good backup that's like Andy, that's not going to be like, I want to be a starter still or something like that.
How much do you think that's even going to cost?
What?
For him, 2-year contract. Did it say?
I thought it was 2 for $12 with six.
Six per?
Yes.
Yeah, that perfect.
Yeah.
That's perfect. All right. Chargers are going to open the season in Brazil. Was the Eagles and the Packers opened the season in Brazil last year? They both made the playoffs. Yes. Eagles won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Chargers are going to open the season in Brazil this season, week one. Jets and Browns are going to play in London. The Jags are going to play in London as well. The Colts are going to play in Berlin. The Dolphins are going to play in Madrid. The Steelers are going to play in Dublin. Grows every year.
Yeah, man. No matter what you can say, they're continuously going to have games overseas and everything. You're talking about going to Brazil from L.A. That means that, like, Jim and them are going to have to come all the way over here at least 2 weeks in advance and probably get down there a week in advance and everything like that and to get themselves acclimated and everything because that's a long-ass travel from, you know, and that's usually on Friday night, too. And so, but yeah, I mean, it's going to expand and it's going to keep expanding. Don't know where they will go now after the. I mean, would you put it? I mean, maybe go back to Japan.
My destination, like my, I don't know about final boss, but like the final stage of this is an international Super Bowl. I don't want it.
I don't see that happening.
You
bro.
Don't?
I can't. That I don't see happening, dog.
How come?
Mm-mm. I don't think they wouldn't. I don't. I mean, anything you put a price tag on. Stuff
that's like, what I mean.
You know, like with one of them sheiks in Qatar. Like, hey, oh, hey Roger, I give you $100 million.
We're gonna
for
do
the
a,
damn
we're
Super
gonna
Bowl.
Do a Dubai Super Bowl.
Yeah, unless it's something like that.
But they would though. Like,
but there's a reason why. For some reason, you don't see a lot of that money in the NFL.
What
like
is the
ownership
reason?
Wise? Like the princes and the sheiks.
I know, but what's the reason?
I don't know.
Because like, they haven't done it yet.
Yeah, they haven't done it yet. But yeah. Is the NFL going to like?
It's going to happen.
Is the NFL going to like, hey, dog? No.
All the things we've said aren't going to happen.
The owner's got to vote on.
Oh, I know.
There, right? But the reason the guy is the president right now because the NFL owner said no.
Oh, right. Yeah,
they're
right.
Like, no, we don't
I was like,
want
hang on, what are you talking about?
Yeah, we don't want you in this club.
Yeah, but, you know.
Yeah.
We're talking different money
yeah,
than that.
Yeah, I'm a president.
We're talking about different. We're talking about different money than that, though.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know why, but you just don't see it.
Yet.
I'm not.
They're going to have casinos and stadiums. We didn't think
that.
They'd ever have that. They got a team in Vegas.
I understand.
You're going to be able to gamble on anything you want.
I understand.
We got seven games internationally now. Next year it'll be 10.
We got it all. I understand what you're saying. I don't see that.
The Saudi money is going to come in eventually. It's already in golf.
Yep.
It's already in soccer by far. Mm-hmm. It's in the NBA. They don't really want to talk about it, but it's in the NBA. Like, it's there. And it's going to be in the NFL. Like, that's how they're going to get to the next thing. It's like,
I don't believe that.
You don't? Why?
I just don't. I don't.
You think they're going to start having?
Because the thing about
you think
it is,
they're going to start having standards?
It ain't about the standards part about it. I just don't see it happening. I just don't, man.
I think the money speaks.
The money speaks, but the thing about it is, it's an individual entity. How much money are they going to bring collectively to the NFL?
So much.
You know
money.
What I mean? Like that's what I'm saying. Like, that's why when we talk about the international Super Bowl, is it going to be like, Roger, we'll give you all this money to have the Super Bowl? I mean, they did it for the Ram World Cup.
Yeah, and then we'll just split it amongst all 32 teams,
yeah.
And then. They're like, oh, it's a lot.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
But to own a team, because, I mean.
And then once you have that, then.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
then your foot's in the door.
Like, if somebody goes and buys the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah.
Nah, I don't see it.
I do. I think I own the whole NFL pretty soon. All the leagues. We're going to be doing Sports Radio 92.9 Qatar in like 10 years. all right. We'll come back. We're going to, maybe, I don't know. We'll see. Choose your own adventure next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a hump day. 20 minutes away from the back page with Bo. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. We're back into a couple different Falcons conversations here in just a minute. We were kind of talking about this during the break, just sort of the quarterback carousel. Not the coaching carousel has been wrapped up with Kellen Moore getting hired by the Saints. Now it's on to the quarterbacks. Where does Kirk Cousins fit in? Probably doesn't really. But this tweet here, Schefter saying that the Rams would pursue Aaron Rodgers in the event that they traded Matthew Stafford.
Why would you trade Matthew Stafford to get Aaron Rodgers?
That's something that a really dumb franchise would
do. And they're not.
Les needs a smart guy.
Do you give them the benefit of the doubt because of that?
Yeah, I do.
Meaning like, okay, Aaron Rodgers would be good there.
Yeah, and that part of it too. Yeah, that's not the part of it that would bother me. Is like, sure, if Aaron Rodgers went there, Sean McVay would probably figure out a way to make it work.
Yeah.
Like, you know, assuming that he's, you know, physically able to do it. At the end of the year, it looked like he was. But Matthew Stafford's also physically able to do it.
Right.
He's 4 years younger.
Right.
And he's not nuts. Like, Aaron Rodgers is a nut job.
I don't know. I saw that yesterday when Shefty said it. He said it yesterday morning. I was like, why would you get rid of Matt Stafford? Hell, does Stafford want to be there anymore?
Right. I mean, if that's the thing.
It could be certain things of why a player wants, or you're hearing these trades.
But there's really no indication of that.
I didn't see it. I knew it was something last year because of the contract.
Uh-huh.
Wanting more money.
Right.
Okay.
Right. And that could be.
And they kind of adjust.
That would trump
they put,
everything.
They put a little Band-Aid over it.
Yeah.
And so he's looking at what other guys are making. Mm-hmm. And, like, I mean, you look at Steph. Steph was the last one. He was one of the last ones to get all that money as a rookie. And, you know, Steph's made so much money, so many extensions and everything like that. And he's been worth all of it because he's been a really good quarterback.
Oh, yeah.
Just on a bad team for all those years.
Yeah, and then he got on a good team and he's won.
Bowl.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I think
speaking of career earnings, holy
blank.
Oh, yeah,
he's over 300.
$364 million.
Yeah, yeah, Steph's earned a whole
good
bunch.
Good for him.
Yeah, but that's our view is, like, he wants a new contract.
Yeah.
I don't understand why y'all wouldn't give it to him, but you're still relatively young. Why not keep the guy in there that's got this, you know, the leader of your franchise?
Yeah, that just, if there was a logical step, like if you had drafted a guy and he was behind
right,
him and
right,
you believed
right.
in him, something like that. But like if the plan would be to trade Matthew Stafford because you don't want to pay him, I guess Aaron Rodgers would be cheaper, I suppose. I don't know what Aaron Rodgers is coming in for, but Stafford's on a $23 million contract for this year, 26 next year. Mm-hmm. Obviously there's an out right now
yes.
for him.
Yes.
That's ridiculously cheap.
Yes.
For playoff level quarterback play
that.
Right now.
He wants more than
he
that.
Needs to be making twice
double.
That
exactly.
at least.
And I bet he's looking for double that.
Yeah. So I don't know. Maybe there's a way that they can kind of front load it. So
yeah,
if he does get hurt,
give him a 3-year 150.
Something like that.
Yeah.
But it just seems like a no-brainer to me at this point. And I guess that's easy for me to say because coming into the year, we were wondering whether or not he was going to be healthy enough to make it through the
right.
whole season.
Right.
And they know his medical status even better than anybody does, I would assume. But again, like you bring in a 41-year-old guy who's recently injured as well.
Mm-hmm.
And again, not like normal. Like, he's a big weirdo.
Yes.
And everywhere he's been the last handful of years has been a disaster,
mm-hmm.
in part because of that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's going on darkness retreats when he's supposed to be at training camp.
Right.
And they have to talk about Egypt trips that they didn't know about. You don't want that.
No.
You don't invite the fox into the hen house.
You definitely don't do that. That's why I'm thinking, like, maybe, I don't know, maybe. This is about money.
It is.
This bottom, is about money.
Yeah,
bottom
yeah.
line.
Bottom line.
Bottom
like,
line.
The relationship is good, but the relationship can be broken by, hey, I just played really good quarterback.
Yes.
I'd like to be paid like it. $23 million next year is half of what Kirk Cousins is going to make to
yes.
maybe play for whoever.
Yes.
The Falcons are going to pay Kirk Cousins twice that to not play here.
Exactly. So,
you know what I mean?
So my staff, I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm going to need some
yeah,
of that.
I mean, so speaking of money, dude, my daughter, Kai, she got a promposal yesterday. This little boy did a little sign. And
we're not talking about $23 million.
When you go to a prom. But I'm just thinking about, it's that damn season already.
Oh, probably close, huh?
Yeah, it's that damn season, huh?
Promposal. Interesting.
Yeah, it's very interesting. It's
we
very,
didn't call it that.
No, we just asked the girl.
Yeah, just asked her to the prom.
Because she sent me the thing yesterday, and I'm like, oh, that's so sweet, baby.
Right, there's obviously a lot of thoughts going on.
Yeah, man. I mean, I don't, you know, he's a nice young man.
You met him?
I have not.
You will.
Soon,
mm-hmm.
you know. But I my thing with him is that I judge everybody by, you know, handshakes.
It's fair.
And my daughter, I swear to you, this is my daughter. She's exactly what she said. She said, Daddy, you're going to like him. I was like, why? She's like, he has a firm handshake.
Yeah, because she's 0-1 right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, she's 0-1.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so she's like, Daddy, he has a firm handshake. I was like, okay. All right, okay. So that's
a good start.
So that's a good
but again,
start.
He still has to prove it,
yeah, he got to prove it and everything like that. But I was just thinking a promposal because, you know, it's a prior senior prom, fine, whatever. Like, I don't believe in, like, going broke, which is not going to happen by your child's prom.
Right.
You know, like, got to make questionable decisions about keeping lights and food on to get the child a dress.
No.
That ain't happen. You know what I mean? Like, no. But my thing is like this. He got to pay for most of the stuff, though, right? You got to pay for the corsage and the car. All I got to do is buy the dress. That's it. Buy the dress for Kai, the shoes or whatever. But I'm thinking, like, I'm not spurging for no car service or nothing like that. For you, Pippin, ain't he got a job, too?
Yeah, you asked.
You asked.
Yeah.
So as the guy who asked, you should have to pay for everything.
That's what the rule was
okay,
when I was in high school. Times have changed.
Times have changed. That's what I'm like.
Times have changed.
I'm like, Daddy, we're going to go half on. No, y'all are going half on nothing. He asked you.
Yeah, he asked you.
Yeah, no, so he go Ollie.
Yeah.
Yeah, he goes Ollie.
That's why when I went to prom,
mm-hmm.
my senior year, I drove my car
yeah.
and made dinner at my house.
Yeah.
And that's how we,
you
yeah.
You made dinner?
Yeah.
Really?
Uh-huh.
You made dinner at Barb's house?
Mm-hmm.
For your prom date?
Yep.
What'd you make?
I don't remember.
Oh.
Chicken something or other.
Were folks there?
No, I think it was just us. Yeah, made a little candlelight deal.
Oh, that's nice, dude.
Yeah.
That's nice. We went to a French restaurant.
Have any damn money?
We went to a French we went to a French restaurant and ordered chicken fingers.
Okay.
But we thought we were cool. We're going to take the little French restaurant.
Did you rent the car?
No, we drove Tobias's grandma's Maximum. It is sharp.
All right.
And you know how older people, they don't let nobody drive their car, so it ain't dirty or
nothing.
Oh, yeah,
like no, it's pristine.
So beautiful black Maximum.
It looked like a nice rental
beautiful
car.
Black Maximum. Oh, yeah, that's what we wrote Graham's Maximum to
there
the
you
prom. Because she just texted me. She said she'll be at the house in a little while. But that's what I thought about. I was like, oh, yeah, the proposal. I think she's probably coming to shake me down for dress money, which is fine.
Yeah, it's exactly
but, like,
what it
but
is.
But it's like, it's going to be a lit. Yeah, you got to shake me down for the prom money. But, yeah, it's a limit on that. Right? I should get final say on the dress. Like, I don't want all your stuff out, gal. You know what I mean? We're some real classy, mm-hmm. all that other stuff.
Is there, okay, like obviously there's a limit in terms of that, mm-hmm. right? What you're willing to sort of stomach.
Mm-hmm.
What about like cost? Obviously there's a limit there too.
Yeah, it's going to be a cost.
My thing with this is like.
I'm not going to be like.
And I've had this conversation with my wife a lot of times. Is like, we'll go to a wedding and she'll get a new dress for it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's fine.
My wife does
I love right. yeah. my wife in nice clothes like that. She looks wonderful.
Right.
But my thing is always like, is there any way you could find one that could maybe be worn twice?
Mm.
And the answer so far has been no. So she found this thing where you can like, I don't know, remember what it's called, but you can basically like rent a box of stuff that you would never buy really or wear again. So when we went to New York for the play that back in December, and we were going to do a big, you know, big night on Broadway and all that, she rented like a fur coat and like this really nice like dress. It was all like shimmery and all that kind of stuff. It was incredible.
Hell yeah!
It was like great, and it wasn't cheap, but it was cheaper than if you bought something
right.
like that. And then again, she got to just give it back.
Right.
But then it was like there was other stuff in there too. It was like a nice sweater or whatever, and she liked the sweater, so she bought the sweater.
Right.
But it's like a nice way of like you could try it out first.
Wow.
It was like a trial period.
I'd be scared as hell to wear a rented fur coat. I'd be scared one of them crazy ass folks will come with some paint or something.
Well, but then great, it's not yours.
Oh,
right?
So you don't got to pay
for it. I'm sure there's some sort of insurance or
yeah.
something like that. It's also not real fur, I wouldn't think. Maybe it is. I don't know what it is. But it was amazing. I was like, this is great. Because there's a closet full of one-use dresses
mm-hmm.
that are all beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, well, we're going to my brother's getting married in June.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, why don't we wear
because
the dress that you wore to Justin's
because
wedding?
Because she's in pictures in Justin's wedding in that dress. She don't want to be seen. I know that, Andy.
I know, but I've been in pictures at Justin's wedding and other weddings in the same thing.
It ain't about you, though.
I know. It's
yeah,
not.
It ain't about you.
I know it's not.
Yeah, because there's nothing better than letting your woman get all prettied up, dog.
I love it.
I love it when she's all prettied
it's great.
Up. I love it when she's all prettied up.
Yeah.
But they go extreme when they get all prettied up because they want to look, you know, different in all the photos. I got that part. You know, it's all right, whatever. But
I get it, but I don't get it.
How do you not get it?
Well, I mean, I get it, but like, it's like, so what? Who cares?
They care.
I know.
They care, Andy.
I know, but yeah. Fair enough.
Yeah, that's right. That's the same way when you wait, and Bo's been through this too. You wait till little mama gets into the age of there's like different season, different balls.
Oh yeah, we're screwed.
I was like, hold on. It was just this ball. We got this dress, but why can't you wear it for that? Well, the pictures, Daddy. Fine.
Okay, got fine. It.
You got it.
So you need a new one for every event now,
yes.
too.
Yeah.
All right, you guys got to start saving in your own dressed fund, all right?
Yeah.
It's not coming out of my stuff. You guys got to start doing your own thing. We're trying to, we're trying to learn money
mm-hmm.
with her. She's 4.5, right? Yeah. So, you know, everything is wanted, but there's no concept of cost. So yesterday we went to the zoo, and at the end of it, you can feed the flamingos, right?
Mm-hmm.
You get a dollar of quarters. It's 50 cents for a handful of flamingo feed.
Whose hand?
And you throw it in there. Huh?
Whose hand?
Oh, it comes out of the machine.
Oh, okay.
So whatever. It's like
okay.
a, you know. But so she only wanted to spend 50 cents of it so she could keep the other 50 cents and go inside the gift shop and get a stuffed animal. And I was like, well, the stuffed animals in the gift shop at the zoo are a little more than 50 cents. So I was like, why don't you keep that and save it? And with other money that you'll save, and mm-hmm. then maybe next time we come back, you'll have enough money to spend on it. And she's like, just blew her mind. She's like, no, I have money. It's like, yeah, but like there's different amounts of money. Like that's 50 cents,
yeah.
which is half of $1.
Right.
That stuffed animal is way overcharged,
yes.
and it costs $26.
Yeah.
So you're 1/52nd of the way there.
Right.
You're not getting it. It resulted in tears.
I bet
basically, it was just crying.
I bet it did.
Yeah. She didn't get a stuffed animal, though, so I felt pretty good about it.
I love your restraint. I don't have it. I'm sorry. I do not have that kind of restraint with my damn children. When they're like that, they give me that face. Oh, fine. Go get you.
So we did the thing where she got money for Christmas from grandparents.
Yes, and then
and she spent it all on stuffed animals.
But y'all, give that girl her money.
She did, and she spent it.
She's four.
Yeah.
Give her money
now
back.
Now she's broke.
Give her her money back.
She had $75 on New Year's, and now she's got zero.
Give that girl her money back.
In fact, she's negative four. Because we were at Bass Pro Shops, that chipmunk she wanted was 19, and she only had 15 bucks. So she actually owes me $4.
Give that girl her dang old money back.
You don't have any money. What do you mean I don't have any money?
You got money, Dave.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
And if I wanted a stuffed animal, which I don't, I could buy all of them.
There you go.
But you got all those stuffed animals at home I like playing with.
Come on, man. Give that girl her money.
I'm getting stronger, though. I'm getting stronger. She was crying. Jack starts crying because she's crying. They're both crying.
And you held out.
I was like, shut up. I didn't say that. I was like, here, have some candy. Let's get out of here before people see you crying. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the back page with Bo after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. They got me. I like to pride myself in being a little bit immune to clickbait.
Yeah.
I try to be. Because I know what you're doing.
Yeah.
I know what you're doing, awful announcing.
Yeah.
You're trying to get me to click with a vague headline because you think that you might, and they got me.
Yeah.
Then I'll tell you what the headline was. And then the response was, or the article was totally different than I expected. John Stockton reacts to Kendrick Lamar's Super Bowl halftime show.
Yes.
I was like, all right. I know a little bit about John, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And I know what the halftime show was.
Yeah.
And so I just assumed. I made an assumption. And it wasn't like that at all. It was a totally reasonable old guy response because he was mentioned in the song.
Right.
He's mentioned in the song.
He is.
And so when Kendrick did the song and said his name, his wife's phone started blowing up. He said, I know of the song because I've got kids.
Does he listen to the song?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Probably not his, cup of tea.
Usually when you say of the...
Yeah, he goes, I knew of the song, which I think is a pretty good indicator that he didn't.
I
guess it was a pretty big deal. But that was it. That was all.
Yeah,
there was
I didn't listen to it.
There was no John.
That's what his response was, is that he heard it?
No.
And then when people started texting his wife about it, he was like, I guess it was a pretty big deal. And that was kind of that.
Yes, I know of the song.
I just thought they made me assume what it would be.
That John Stockton was going to say something crazy.
Yeah, but then it also got me thinking about something that's one of the pie in the sky career dreams of being mentioned in a rap song.
You still want to be one.
I would love that.
Yeah.
If some local, I mean, there's a million artists coming out of Atlanta. We're on the radio every day for 3 hours.
You will. How many times in one sitting would you rewind it?
I don't know. Unlimited. Unlimited.
Just that time. Just
to be a ringtone.
But then you have to think the other part of it, though, too, is like, okay, the assumption is that it's a positive mention.
Right.
Right?
It
doesn't happen. What if it's not? That would suck.
I got a question about that, Bo, because I'm really curious. Because, like, it's rare to find my phone on ring. Very rarely will you hear my phone ring or ding or anything. My wife, on the other hand, she keeps her ringer on all those things.
But it has a
generic ring.
Me too.
Do people still buy ringtones or phones?
They are still for sale.
They're still for sale.
Yeah.
Huh. Oh, okay.
I have no idea what my ringtone even is because I'm the same way. My phone never goes on ring.
Yeah.
But they do sell them in the app.
They do.
Store.
They still sell ringtones.
Like $1.99 now.
Okay. I'm just curious.
Well, like every time Abe gets a text,
woo!
His phone woos.
Yes.
His phone woos. Is that something that you had to pay for? Or
I created it.
Oh,
myself.
You created it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then you can also do that.
I was going to say, how did you create?
Luckily, it got carried over from the older phones where you had to like make an MP3 and then assign it, put it in like your music library and then assign.
Got it.
That just sounds like that's too much. Too much going on.
I don't even know how to do it now if it weren't like grandfathered in.
Yeah.
I did that one time. This is really weird, but it's true. Do you remember Anthony Hamilton's backup singers are called the Hamiltones?
Yes.
Right? They did a song when who was it? Went on the radio and said, put some respect on my name. And they did a song to it. They sang put some respect on it.
Uh-huh.
I got that song because it was awesome. It was amazing. Like what the song that they did. And I made that my ringtone. So whenever it rang, it was the Hamiltones singing put some respect on it.
Well,
I liked it.
How were you then, Andy?
31 years old. I was 31 years old or 32 years old. I don't know how old I was. wasn't young.
I just because I was like, I was just thinking about that. I was like, do they still have the ringtone when your phone rings? I'm with
that was the last ringtone.
That's a long time ago. But no, I would never ever still do that. But again, I don't have my phone to ring at all.
It throws me off when people do.
Yes,
like especially around or in public or something like that. Or if you're the craziest thing is when it'll happen like in press conferences. Still,
oh yeah,
in this day and age.
When they tell you to silence your phone.
What are you doing?
Or at
church?
They tell you to silence your phone.
It'll happen once a month at our church where somebody's phone will go off during it. It's like, what? I know you're old. I get it. But come on. You got to have somebody in your life.
Multiple times, though.
You got to have somebody in your life that teaches you about the silent feature.
When that happens to somebody, don't you look at yours just to make sure?
Every time. It's like, oh, just to make sure.
Yeah.
Or even like if I'm in a situation where they mention it beforehand, like, hey, make sure you silence your phones. I'm like, just make sure we are. Okay, good. The last thing I want to be is that person. But there is that person all the time. But it's never been me. It's never been me. And I hope that continues to be true.
Please don't do that.
Let's get to the back page with Bo.
And why do they look at it, too? No, it's your phone.
It's you.
Oh, it's you. You got to hold it up in church.
Brought to you by Salomon Brothers Jewelry. Go to one of their three locations or shop online at SolomonBrothers.com or on Instagram at Salomon Brothers. Hi, Bo.
So before we get to the rumble in Marietta, about a month ago, there was a lot of rumbling going on. I don't know if you're familiar with the name Bonnie Blue, or maybe you are. Nope.
I have a guess.
Bonnie Blue was the female that supposedly she claimed to have slept with 100 guys in 24 hours.
Oh, so I was right. My guess would have been right.
Porn star was what you guessed.
That would have been my guess.
Yeah,
okay.
That's a good porn star name.
Okay.
Well, now Bonnie Blue, if you're one of those guys, there's a 1/100 chance that you're going to be a daddy because she claims that she is pregnant. How there weren't more steps in being put for to make sure this didn't happen, or maybe that was her end goal.
Did she share?
Look, this whole adventure was documented on like
gross.
IG and that's all kinds of things like that. And she made videos before and after, not like each instance, but before or after she supposedly did this.
Were these just random dudes?
I think you could sign up.
Yeah. Dudes were signed like a it was a sign-in sheet.
Yeah. Maybe they had to, you know, do a non.
Had to pass
some kind of test,
a health test, right? Like you had to pass a screening.
I didn't get
think.
That far into it. I just saw that was a thing.
But again,
and then now here we are.
If she's pregnant, then maybe they'd skip some of those steps.
Yeah,
I guess honestly, in terms of like worst case scenario, this isn't that. Like if you know, who knows what one of these dudes might have had, and then if he was like 33rd, then 67 people after him probably also have the thing.
Like you got. That's
100 people. That's so gross.
That's very, very nasty.
That's 4 people an hour.
Yeah.
Just to want to
if you're
to be
if
able
you don't sleep.
Do it. That's just I don't understand. Yeah.
Imagine going 84th.
Yes.
Gross.
And you got it. I'm assuming that there's this list where everybody's looking at it. Oh, I'm after John.
There's got to be a line. You're out
back.
There talking to the
you're
guys.
On deck.
Yeah, I'm 3 back.
like
oh,
you,
hell no.
You know, you're
hey,
in the
number are you?
Hell no.
What is it?
Are you? Oh, 83.
Okay.
Or is it like when you're at the grocery store, you got to pull one of those sticker things?
Get
little,
out there for
numbers?
You?
Yeah,
in baseball,
no.
What do they call it? You're on deck, and then the guy who's
in the hole.
In the hole, yeah.
So you'd been that twice.
Yeah, man. Come on,
you guys. I can't believe you guys actually said it.
Yeah, I did.
That's great.
But
I couldn't reach my rim shot, or I would have given it to you.
Yeah.
Dun-dun-tsh. So UGA comes off the road and has to go all the way out to Marietta to play Kennesaw State. They had a 3-1 road trip to open the season. UGA at Kennesaw State last night with special guest caller commentator Charlie Culberson.
Really? Oh,
cool.
Dipping his toe into color and probably play-by-play, which is really cool. Really great to hear him on.
I've heard him on a couple podcasts. He's really good.
So,
we should get him on.
KSU goes up. KSU goes up 4-0 to start the game. KSU is entering this game like 1-3, by the way, if I'm not mistaken. Go all the way into the seventh inning. Georgia scores a couple runs in between now and the seventh. In the seventh inning, Georgia head coach Wes Johnson gets ejected because one of his hitters has a clock violation called against him, but it's the hitter.
Okay.
So he didn't make acknowledgement in time, gets a strike called. Wes Johnson argues it.
What is it, eye contact?
Gets ejected. It is in Major League Baseball. I'm pretty sure it's something similar in college. Wes Johnson, after the game, arguing that there's nowhere that the clock was even posted at Kennesaw, arguing the field conditions, all kind of stuff. It was a very chippy game, but then Wes Johnson gets ejected in the seventh. Then UGA starts to mount kind of a comeback, starts with this. Slate Alford, this guy's name.
Good name.
Oop.
He sounds like he could have been one of those 100. Slate?
He maybe like, was.
1-2. Swing, a fly ball, crushed, deep out to left field, and a solo home run for Slade Alford.
Late.
I think there's some tensions flaring right now. You know, you're able to watch some. You hit a ball that far on a bad pitch, but it's, I don't know. He wanted to run, but wanted to watch it too, and the point of the finger. Tensions are flaring here tonight.
All right, so let me explain to y'all what happens. This is the home run to bring them to within one. So they don't even tie it or take the lead, although they would take the lead on a homer in the same inning.
Okay. So dude, Slade Alford plays for Georgia.
Hits a freaking shot. The ball probably went into a parking lot somewhere.
Okay.
Watches it while taking like five steps with the bat in hand.
Okay.
Flips the bat.
All right.
Then points at the pitcher before he even starts his trot. Okay.
That's a lot.
That's a lot. Like, a you get ejected on. In a lot of college baseball games for either of the three of these things. So he finally, 30 seconds later, makes it across the plate.
30 seconds.
They score another home run. They end up winning the game late. So then Georgia closer is the video that y'all see. The guy's name is Brian Curley. Kennesaw State in the seventh gets two runners on. So the go-ahead, now they get a runner on, so the go-ahead run is at the plate.
Okay.
All right? This guy throws 100 miles an hour. This is not the pitch that he threw the guy. But he has a runner on second. Two strikes on the hitter. This is how I guess it's confidence. I don't know. Turns around to the guy on to the runner on second. This is after tempers have been flaring the entire game. Sticks his tongue out at the hitter or the runner on second. All right. Snaps off a curveball, strikes the batter out, throws his glove in the air, and goes like this to the freaking Kennesaw State.
Oh, yeah, I saw the video.
Yeah.
Now, here's my thing with this.
He said, give it to me, babe. Yeah.
I try to teach my kids. Now, granted, I coach 10-year-olds that we want to have sportsmanship. And I've seen them. We've played teams where these girls are yapping. And I've had girls not want to get in the high five line. And I try to teach my girls to have good sportsmanship. And originally I'm thinking, this is college baseball. There's no room for that much of that in this game. All right, do a bat flip, do a stare down, maybe even point. Don't do all three. Don't stick your tongue out at the guy runner in second. Maybe don't throw your glove in the air and then be like, you know.
Sure.
But then, I don't know, because, I mean, these guys are borderline professionals now with NIL, so does that mean that there is room in the game? Because the professional game is different than the amateur game.
Yeah, it
is. Throw your bat up in the air, celebrate, do whatever. You know, that's the line that we're at right now. I don't know how to feel about all this. I mean, I
there's
guess
definitely
if it's LSU,
a lot.
I'm like, yay!
More of that than ever.
Yes.
Oh yeah,
right?
Like
yes.
That's a big. Yes. It's a big thing. I don't know. I mean, you do whatever you want, and then the response can be whatever it is.
But
right?
They eject kids for celebrating in college.
Yes, they do.
Now, how none of this got?
Nobody got ejected
the,
here.
The closer, that was the end of the game. Game was over.
Right.
All right. As soon as the third strike's called, you can't. You know, but. Slade Alford, man, he gets the three-peat. He is the,
what do they play
the stare
again?
Down, the bat flip. All right, so here we go. April 29th. They're not playing a series. This is just one game out in Kennesaw
State. He's going to get hit.
He's going to get hit.
Yeah, they're going to hit him.
April 29th, KSU goes out to Georgia.
Okay.
That is when they play again. Georgia's next game this week is Thursday versus UIC.
But, okay.
They're
going to fight.
Find that game on ESPN Plus, where it should be on.
Or go to it. There's probably a lot of people listening
hit and then
in
I'm gonna,
easy driving distance.
They still play with aluminum bats, right?
Oh, yeah.
I'm making a – hit me with that damn ball. I'll make it go. I saw you over here. Ooh. Dink. I'm going to be 10 heads and ankles up. Ding! Ding! Give me no damn baseball.
That's great, though. I mean, this is
drama.
Georgia, Kennesaw State baseball getting talked about. That's awesome. You know?
Yeah.
Ding!
And Georgia won the game.
Yeah.
Off to a nice start.
4-1.
Yeah.
They're ranked 8 in the country, if I'm not mistaken,
okay.
as of right
great.
Now. So before we run out of time here, 60% of Cactus and Grapefruit League games. And this is at 13 different stadiums, will now have the ball strike challenge system put in play
really?
for spring training this season.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So if you've been to a minor league game and saw this, because they were doing it at Gwinnett, and I think it's great.
So Randy saw it a bunch last year.
Yeah, I did too. It's and it works.
Our resident minor league baseball
the new
insider.
Home of Randy McMichael.
Randy McMichael.
The Gwinnett Strippers, Cal Palace. For the Cool today. Each team will be given two challenges per game and retain successful challenges. Only the batter, catcher, or pitcher can initiate it. So they're going to a quick tap of the helmet, and they're going to do it the same way they do in minor league baseball. They're going to show the pitch thing up on the freaking video board, and it's going to be used electronically. You're going to be able to see instantaneously the whole system of challenging, be it safe or a strike, is going to take about 17 seconds.
So the head tap
is
going to be the new when the NBA player does his finger in a circle. in the NBA.
That does not mean pull me out of the game, coach. It means, nope, he's wrong.
Because anytime anything happens bad to any star in the NBA, they out replay. Replay.
So again, so the player dictates it, though, not the manager.
No, hitter, catcher, or the pitcher. Any of the three are the only ones that can call it.
Okay, got it.
Really? And the hitter doesn't have to get approval?
No, he can. If the hitter taps,
but it's only two, though, right?
Is there any? Yeah, how many do you get?
Ooh,
somebody's going to get in trouble.
Oh, yeah.
Because you know how hitters get.
Someone's going to do it in the top of the first.
Exactly.
Hey, what the hell are you doing?
They're going to be indignant and like, tap. What? You just wasted it. And you were wrong.
That's going to happen.
So that's what's going to be my favorite thing.
That's going to be
funny.
It's
not want people that are wrong, but like, it was a strike by like 2.5 inches.
Right.
Like,
right.
Not like it's on the line.
Right.
Like it's way
Well, that's what's the best in the NBA, when the star is so wrong, but the coach is kind of like, I kind of have to do it because he said to.
Yeah.
And he's in charge. So he'd do it and it's wrong.
That's,
and it's like,
the greatest thing.
He just cost us a timeout.
I tried to get the coach to review something. I was like, I caught it. Knowing damn well I didn't catch the damn ball. And the replay came, like,
dang it. I thought I could lie to the cameras. All right. We'll come back. We'll get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Thanks for being with us on Hump Day. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.